The King County Crime Stoppers offering up to a $1,000 reward for information leading to an arrest in the theft from a Newark home. During the overnight hours of August 15th, somebody stole multiple items off the front porch of a home in the 200 block of West Church Street. If you have any information or tips, call 740-349-6888. The Granville Community Foundation is on the lookout for three new community board members to serve on the foundation's board of directors. Jay Snyder, Tom Martin, and Gary Yackel are stepping down after a collective 13 years of service. You'll find applications on the Granville Community Foundation's website. Or contact Jill Young, Director of Operations. Applications are due by October 25th. It's estimated Americans will spend over $3 billion on Halloween candy this year. And just so you know, the online retailer The Candy Store says the most popular candy in Ohio is Blow Pops. I'm Ron Jordan reporting. The New Albany City Council and staff inviting community members to come walk with them for their last Walk with the City event tomorrow from 9 to 10. Meet with city leaders at Taylor Farm Park next to the parking lot at 9 a.m. Canal Winchester now accepting applications for the 2025 Bed Tax Grant Program. The Transient Occupancy Tax supports nonprofits and private organizations within the City of Canal to help fund projects that will make Canal Winchester a better place for residents and visitors. Canal has a 6% bed tax, and half of the tax, 3%, is given to their Visitors Bureau. Applications for funds are due by November 30th. A recall has been issued for more than 2 million Fisher-Price infant swings after 5 deaths were reported. Fisher-Price sugar swings being recalled due to the possibility of suffocation. There have been 5 deaths involving infants 1 to 3 months old between 2012 and 2022. I'm Ron Jordan reporting.